Hello? Yes.
Leon?
Yes.
Hi, Leon. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Leon, I just want to have a discussion with you, and it's going to take like 10 to 15 minutes max. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Leon, you just placed the order with us, and all of a sudden, Healy got a message from you and that you're looking for a refund. May I know the reason for this sudden change of mind?
I just don't feel comfortable, and I found somebody cheaper.
Okay, in what sense do you not feel comfortable with the company? Because I believe Healy was really good with you.
Yeah, but I just saw the reviews and I just didn't feel comfortable.
Okay. All right. If it's related to the reviews, see, every business has their ups and downs. And if you're judging the entire company based on 10 negative reviews, then obviously you need to understand this. Out of the 1,000 customers that we are getting, if 900 of them are being satisfied, everything is being done up to the mark, they will never go and leave a review. I'm sure you must be doing something as per your occupation in life as well. And you do understand for a positive review, you need to ask the customers to leave a review. But when it comes to anything going sideways, even if it's like company's mistake or it's an error or communication gap in between the customer and the company, then the customer straight up goes and leaves a negative review. So obviously, if you see, let's just say, 10 reviews on that site, you need to understand that the ratio of those 10 reviews is out of 900 clients, which is still good. See, nothing is perfect. In fact, if I was you and if I saw picture perfect for a company where there were only positive things about the company, no negative remarks or anything like that, I would honestly get skeptical on that because I know that there's nothing perfect in this world. Not a company, not an occupation, not a person. Nothing is perfect, if that
okay.
makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so instead of judging that, at least see the work. If the work is not up to the mark, then it would make sense for you to, you know, pull off altogether. But at least give the company a chance to show what they can do. If it doesn't work out, see, Leon, this is your basic consumer right because this is your amount, your money, right? And you're paying this against the service. At least see the quality of the service, and it doesn't have to go wrong in every case. In fact, we have a very good ratio of sustaining and maintaining our clientele for a very long time. So obviously you don't focus on the good parts, even if like 80% of it is good. You tend to focus. It's just human nature. I mean, if I was in your place, I would have, you know, also thought about this too, that, you know what, there are some negative reviews. But that's just a small chunk. That's just a small amount. And let me tell you something, Leon, most of those customers who have left a review, they were very aggressive. You know what they did? I mean, you can decide for yourself. Out of all those reviews, four of them, I was personally handling their cases. They took the money from me, 100% refund, which we provided, okay? It makes sense for you to leave negative reviews if you're not getting either the money or the service, okay? So I personally believe in that. If I'm returning your money, then I don't think that you should go and tarnish my reputation publicly. I understand it's your consumer right to, you know, voice out, speak up about your experience, but none of them will mention that, oh yeah, we got 100% refund back when we were dissatisfied. So they took the work. Now think of it this way. A client works with us throughout the entire process, and it was just a delay because there were more revisions in his book than anticipated. So for example, if we gave him a timeline of 3 months, the project took 3.5 months because there were multiple revisions that extended or prolonged the timeline. Again, that is an exceptional scenario, and that completely depends on your manuscript. I mean, you're an author. You understand that sometimes we feel that it's ready, but then it's not ready, and there is additional work to be done. It's all creativity, right? So we cannot mark that or scale it down, you know, or measure it. So that's basically it. So what she did was she got a completed book, completely fully furnished, edited book. She kept yelling at me for her money back because of the delay. I kept it. I kept my word, and I honored that. I was like, okay, fine. I'll give you your money back, and you need to, you know, ethically, you need to disregard that version, you know. I can't be giving you the entire fully furnished book, and then you're taking your 100% amount as well. You're not even letting me keep service charges, right? I mean, the team worked on that, and you like the product. There is a written approval from your end on the book. Yet, you're dissatisfied, so I'm offering you a compensation, or I'm telling you, okay, fine, I'm willing to give you your 100% refund, but then you need to understand that you cannot use that manuscript. It's someone's hard work, and that person is not being paid in this entire process. She kept her work. She went ahead and reported us. She went ahead and she mentioned a comment on our page, and none of those places had this comment included that, yeah, the company let me keep my revised or edited fully furnished book on which the team worked really hard. And number two, she didn't mention this anywhere that, you know what, I even got my 100% refund. All she wrote there was, this company is horrible. They took so long to publish my book. I will recommend everyone not to work with this company and things like that. But you're forgetting to mention two hard facts, that you got your 100% amount back. Secondly, you got a fully furnished book free of cost because you took the money, the amount from the company. Yet the company is the worst position. This is like just one of those cases that I personally handle. So I just wanted to give you a brief insight on it as well. Bottom line, Leon, the only purpose of this entire discussion is that if you're not satisfied later down the line from the work or the communication that is being happening from the production's end, which is the team that is working on your project or your project manager's end, then it would make sense for you to pull out the project that, you know what, I didn't expect this, you know. I expect my project to be counted on top priority because you're paying that amount to us. If that doesn't happen, you talk to me, you call me, and you tell anyone that you want to talk to Sam, all right? You speak to me, you tell me that, you know what, you don't like the process, it's not working out for you, I'm going to go ahead and issue you the refund immediately. But at least give the company a chance.
I mean, as long as I get a guaranteed refund.
Of course. See, that's all there in your contract. You take your money today, you take your money tomorrow. That's all the same. So your money is securely deposited in the account, okay? So don't worry about that. Whenever you mention that you want to call quits, you do not want to proceed with this project anymore, and like the team is not treating you right, the quality is not up to the mark, then it would make sense for us to move forward to this option because obviously it's your book and your money, right? So you need to decide whether or not everything is happening according to the plan.
Okay. But I do have a question. So why were you guys' name on the Penguin Random House like fraud alert?
Oh, that is another story. Okay. You must be knowing, I'm not sure if Haley told you this entire situation or not. Previously, like... Mm-hmm. Three, four years ago, we were part of Penguin Random House. But on the other hand, if you look at the two companies, we wanted to fly solo, Penguin Book Writers, because we are a one-stop shop. We do self-publication. We publish books on multiple other platforms apart from Penguin. And we also do ghostwriting and ghost editing, along with marketing services as well. On the other hand, Penguin Random House, they have certain selected services, for example, traditional publication, editing, proofreading. All of that is commission-based. So, for example, if they are publishing your book, they are going to keep royalties, a certain percentage of royalties, along with the ownership of the book. So you will be literally sharing ownership and royalties with them. That's the, what do you call it? That's the structure that they follow. Now, on the other hand, not work that way. If you are a customer coming up to us, we have everything on board. By the way, Penguin Random House does not provide marketing. We do. So we decided mutually, well, the upper management decided that we will fly solo as separate entities. We signed a non-disclosure, and it had multiple clauses and terms and conditions that, you know what, we won't be interfering with each other's clients and all of that, you know, all that business stuff. So what happened is that now recently they did this. They went ahead and they put our website link on their website, and they were like, you know what, this company is pretending to be us, but we do not do that. I'm sure Haley must have already told you this as well, that when we sign up, we do not mention that we are a part of Penguin Random House, because we two are two separate entities. At the time of separation or liquidation, we actually signed these papers and documentations where we had the patent and trademark to use the Penguin logo and the name. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten any servers. We couldn't have this online, you know. We couldn't have a website online with that name if there was a copyright infringement issue. So everything was done and dusted. At this point of time, they made this move. I don't know why, but there is a case pending, trials, that the legal team is fighting on both the ends.
Okay.
Yep. So that is that, and it looks horrible. I know. It gives the customer a very skeptical, you know, sort of a situation that what exactly is happening. Because obviously Penguin Random House, they have a huge name and reputation. But then again, think about it that way. If it was all that bad, and if we were these scammers that they so-called, you know, title us, why would we, how exactly would we be allowed to use the name Penguin? They would have sued us long time ago. Secondly, how are we allowed to use the trademark of the logo? You do understand how these things work, right? You have to copyright or trademark the name that you're using and the logo that you're using. We have an official website. How come that's not down if we were the culprits here? There must be something, right, that is not being told, either by them or by us. So that's the part. That's the gray area that we are fighting with Penguin Random House in the court.
Okay.
So this was pretty much everything that I wanted to cover. I do not want to force you or persuade you into anything, Leon. Please understand. I just wanted to have a clear, transparent conversation with you, so you and I, we are on the same page, and then whatever you decide, I would respect that. I'm more than happy to do that. At the end, see, Leon, personally speaking, I mean, I'm talking about just me. I've been in this industry for the past 7 to 8 years, different companies, of course, and I've had a record. I'm not trying to brag or anything. I've just had this record of not letting my clients go. I still speak to my first customer who signed up with me like 7 years ago. So I like to do that. I mean, this is my passion, and I've had this record, clean record, that none of my customers went dissatisfied. And if you talk to me once, that means you are my customer. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you're satisfied. If it doesn't work after all those efforts, then obviously I'm going to give it, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say, okay, fine, you know what, I respect that, and I'm going to have zero regrets because I know that I've given my 200%. If it didn't work, then simply it didn't work.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'll give it a shot. You know, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot. And just from my end, as a courtesy, I'm going to make sure that I closely monitor your project, make sure that everything is being timely delivered. If there is anything at all that is, you know, bothering you, and if there are any confusions, concerns, you reach out to me directly, okay?
Okay. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Samantha Hayes. You can call me Sam.
Sam, thank you, Sam. Thank you for the clarification.
No problem, Leon. See, I really want you to stick with us and at least see the work. If it doesn't make sense, then I'm going to let you go. But I'm not letting you go now, Leon. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
All right. Let's make this work. I'm sure you must be really excited to have the book out, no?
Yes.
Okay, then let's keep that excitement, keep things positive. Let me see the project manager who's assigned on your project. And by the way, have you sent in all the information, like the requirements, brief form and the manuscript and everything?
I haven't done that just yet, but I will.
Okay, all right, then how about this? You take down my email address and send all the requirements to me. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to the best team that I have on board to take care of the project, okay?
Okay. Could you send your information to my email? I don't have a pen or anything.
That's completely fine. All right, so the email address that I have on file, it's your first name and your last name @yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to send you an email on your email address. Make sure to check the spam box as well, since I'm sending you the first email from the server. It might land in spam or trash, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much once again, Leon. I hope you have a wonderful day ahead, and I will, meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email. You respond back to me today or tomorrow, whatever is convenient for you, and then we'll move forward from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too. Thank you, Sam. All right.
No worries. Bye.